original Scratch creator, Grand Wizard Theodore, Boogie Down Bronx, Don't Get It Twisted, and you're listening to the Hip Hop Digest Show. If I can listen to it, you can listen to it. Listen to it, 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 listen to it.
Take a lesson from me, kids. You start doing business with idiots, you end up with a business run by idiots, by idiots, by idiots, by idiots, by idiots, by idiots.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
And we got a bunch of boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's Ezo Grigio. What's up, brothers?
What's good?
Happy recording day.
Yes, sir.
Happy recording day.
All right.
We do.
That's what's up. Yo, I'm going to get right in because I want to kind of get past this topic.
Uh-oh.
So, I'm going to get right in. So, last week when I was leaving the show, shit, I got stung.
What'd you get stung by, my nigga?
Hornets.
Was it hornets? You sure it was hornets?
It was bees.
Okay, bees.
But they had hornet stingers.
Them long motherfuckers.
Damn, long motherfuckers.
Sting repeatedly, huh?
Yeah.
Them long Kirby ass motherfuckers.
So I got stung up. Cats came pouring out of the hive and shit. I looked like a nut. Didn't I out there with a broomstick trying to get that nest out of the tree? And that shit fell. Next thing you know,
old Jed's all stung the fuck up,
pulling stingers out his ass.
All kind of people, B. Dude, I wouldn't even expect to say something to you about it.
So I'm gonna run down a list. I'm gonna give a shout out, and we're talking about that Beyonce topic from last week, where I had some ill-advised comments. So I want to give a shout out.
They weren't ill-advised. They were your comments, man.
They were my comments, but they were ill-advised. They were ill-advised, or should I say they were ill-timed, because I think it was how I said it, and I still didn't prove the point, because even when I listened to the show, I was like, oh, that could have went better. Even when I was listening to it, I was like, well, that could have came off a lot better, but it didn't. So first of all, Beyonce is great. She is great.
Oh,
now you're mocking.
Yeah, you've been changed, my nigga. What was you out there listening to Beyonce this week?
Beyonce is great.
Wow.
So I'm gonna give a shout out to Gold Lace, who jammed me up. You know, bzz. I'm gonna give a shout out to Code Switch McGee, bzz, jammed me up, talking about it. Shit looked kind of sexist. I'm gonna give a shout out to Ropa Dopin. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He got some stings in. God, I got a fucking letter from the governor. Can you believe that shit?
Got a letter governor from the governor the Bzz. Other day. PE in the house.
Right.
Talking about Beyonce work hard and 25 years in. Oh, nigga. Bzz. I got stung.
This nigga got sound effects. It's killing me right
yeah.
now.
Then, you know, then our boy, you know, shout out to Big B and all the whole In Deep show staff.
Oh, yeah. He sent the whole message in.
Nigga, what?
Verbal joint MP3 style and shit.
You know what I mean? Bzz, talking about you, you got to give me some examples. He bring up Tina Turner and all kinds of bzz, bzz.
Ooh, man.
Nigga, I'm trying to tell you, my nigga. Look like I had mumps. I got stung so bad. So I got beat up by the beehive. Beyonce is great. So
you've been transformed, my nigga.
Well, what I'll do here is I'll attempt to clean it up. What I meant to say, or what I was trying to say, is that Adele winning the Grammy kind of shouldn't be surprising. But the point I was trying to make, and this is not just Beyonce, this is all African-American singers in a way. Does Beyonce, does Nicki Minaj, Lil Kim, Tina Turner, not all African-American singers, but a certain...
You said Lil Kim and Nicki Minaj is singers.
Bzz.
I know Beyonce that Nicki tries to sing.
Beyonce is great. The point I was trying to make is, do they blow heavy the way they blow without showing skin? Because Adele is not dancing and showing skin. That was the only point I was trying to make. But unfortunately, I used the wrong person, because Beyonce is great. Bzz. So it's just sort of African-American. Not all African-American female singers. And we're not going to talk about niggas taking their shirts off, neither. So let's forget about that.
The fact that I don't know how, maybe your comment just got taken the wrong way.
No, I because, said it.
You know,
up.
I mentioned that I wasn't a Beyonce fan, but I didn't say nothing bad. You know what I'm saying?
You did take a shot at me for a second there, my nigga.
I know, but King Killer just came in with
the bulldozer. Yeah.
So, because I've said many times about many female artists of all races, actually, that just are out there, so to speak.
See, my problem is, though, but I think my problem is, and it's not with Beyonce, because Beyonce is great, is that I'm a fan of voices. And I don't believe that she has a spectacular voice. I could name 10 singers who I think got a better voice. Star and how big of a person Star is doesn't affect me. I'm just sort of, and Kurt G will tell you, I listen to a lot of tracks and I'd be like, yo, this, that, and the third is taking shorts on they singers. So I'm a fan of voices. So again, Beyonce is great.
I don't know if I like this nigga right here, though.
I'm just, you know.
I don't know if
you
I like
this.
You done
went to the left, to the left.
To the left, to the left.
I'm just saying. So, shout out to all those people, you know, and the Beehive.
All I want was some shoes.
Yeah.
risk my Morgan Freeman on you. Hey, glory.
You know, shout out to all those people. Beehive, everything. That's what's going. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Joey Badass, to Little Yachty, and every rapper in between. The highs and lows of brand sponsored rap songs.
Wow.
So we got Yachty rocking the It Takes Two for Target.
Wow. That's just disrespectful.
Putting a lot of money in his pocket. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I hope that Rob Bass and Easy Rock, or the family and late great Easy Rock, getting paid. That's what I hope. I don't know if that's the case, but I know Yachty getting paid. You know?
Oh, yeah, Yachty got a check.
The person who writes the article says he doesn't understand why Versace doesn't do a deal with the Migos.
Versace, Versace, Versace.
Doesn't understand why Ralph Lauren doesn't do the deal with Young Dro.
Wow.
So he's giving these examples.
They ain't got to do that. When the fuck did Timberland make a deal with
Timberland?
Dos FX.
Right, or Timberland.
Or Timberland, right. The producer.
For that fact right. of the matter.
They ain't got to do that shit. They don't got to motherfucking
they ain't got, the
use
reason,
none of them to do their shit. They don't have to.
And the reason why they, and I see where the point where you're trying to go with it, though. He ain't trying to go down that road. He's trying to go down the road where, why the fuck are these niggas even mentioning these motherfuckers in their records to me when, if you ain't getting a check first anyway, if you're going to be making a whole record about fucking Versace, nigga, them niggas should be cutting you a fucking check.
Okay,
so be careful.
Now, here's why I'm gonna back up because if the Young Boy is on here, he'd be like, "Fuck you, Run DMC well, Adidas."
Run DMC.
But so, you see, they transformed that into a check, though.
Right? And,
but
and
there was no check before that, though.
There you go.
I would have said the same thing to them, though. If at that time, even though that song became popular, and in the end they made money out the deal, I'd have been like, "Nigga, don't make a song about fucking Adidas till them niggas give you a check." Tell them you're doing this song and you plan on doing a song about Adidas, and here's the song. Let's cut a check. Let's make this happen.
Well, okay, this is my thing. This is so much collusion going on here and so much product placement. You get a guy who's rhyming for Coca-Cola products. He's rhyming for Sprite. He's rhyming for vitamin water. He's doing all kinds of...
And I don't mind. As long as they're getting a check behind it, that's cool. I ain't got to like the shit. But if they're going to be out here doing it, at least get a check behind it.
B, they're going to do it anyway.
Oh, they've been doing it.
They're going to do it anyway. As much as these niggas who taught me that Rari is for Ferrari, and Ferrari ain't fucking with none of these guys, they're going to say it.
Because niggas love things, like I always said, B. They love things. And we always do that shit. We talk about some dumb shit in a minute. And ain't no check behind it. You're just going to talk about it just so you can look like you got something. Oh, look what I got. I got my Rari. I got my big chain on.
I'm not going to... I tell you what I'm going to do.
I got my Versace on. I'm going to mention all this shit. None of these people give a fuck about black people to begin with, but yet you out here advertising for the ass.
No doubt.
I'm getting too deep.
No doubt. I guess what I'm saying is that I think that it somewhat is sort of black culture kind of replaying itself, and this is where I'm going to get a Young Boys a pass on that. because I'm thinking of several records that just drop in all kinds of brand name, this, that, and the third. Not even big guys like Run DMC, just constantly dropping products that they use. And now you're right.
That's been happening since the beginning of rap music.
So, Hotel, Motel, Holiday Inn.
That's what I'm saying. Since the beginning of rap music, it's been happening.
So, I'm just saying, you know, so... You know, I'm kind of with Kerr G. You know, it would help if young guys is putting pressure on companies, but the companies would turn around and be like, fuck y'all, because you're going to do it anyway for free.
And I don't need you.
Right.
Like we said, I don't need you. So I don't need to have to give you any money.
Yeah.
I make money without
Timberland
you.
See commercials with rappers from New York.
So... All right, shout out to the monetized hip hop. I still think it's collusion, but you know.
Well, it definitely is collusion because, I mean, was it Target? I still haven't seen it because people were asking online, yo, E, you see? No, I haven't because I didn't watch the Grammys and I don't really watch a whole lot of regular TV. And if I do, it's recorded, so I'm fast forwarding commercials anyway. But I just, I don't have a problem with them getting paid, but, you know, there's a thin line. Like, why would they use that guy? See, you know,
that's one thing. You know what? To me, it's one thing if you're gonna say Rory as a frenetic, like a ghetto slang. I can accept that. But to me, when you're dealing with certain guys and Yachty, then I believe you're gonna start having intentional product placement.
Right.
I work for Target, so you're liable to see a future young. Lil Young or whatever the fuck his name, Lil Yachty video where this motherfucker is walking around and he got a Target T-shirt on.
I don't scar, but see that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me personally.
I mean,
care less
saying,
about the product placement and about them talking
but
about it.
Now he's working for them.
As long as he's getting a check behind it, I don't have to like the shit. I don't have to like it at all. Like we always talk about, let these niggas get their money.
Right. I'm not talking about that.
I'm gonna be like that shit sucks.
I'm talking about it's
and don't disrespect. It Takes Two. Make your own motherfucking song,
well,
nigga. Yachty. Do your own shit.
I'm hoping for Rob Bass and them getting paid. But the point I'm saying is, we're already complaining about the music not being good as it is.
Right.
But all that being said, it's going to become worse when they have to shoehorn a fucking product placement. You know what I'm saying? You know, from this nigga is in the liquor store buying, you know, liquor. And next thing you know, he's pulling Tide off the shelf because that's what I use to wash my gear. You know, I mean, it could be nauseating and exploited. This generation loves to be exploited. I'm just saying, it could be trouble.
It could be trouble. You're right. It could be trouble. But if they're getting a check for it, I don't mind. I ain't gonna like it, and I'm not gonna probably like it more than likely. Like this is some bullshit. You see that bullshit? This nigga fucking talking about drinking up vodka and pull Tide off the shelf.
I don't know.
MC Hammer make you want some KFC?
Coming off that chicken, dancing off the bus. Popcorn chicken. You know, it makes me think about this.
Mary J. Blige, Burger King commercial.
Oh, that was crazy.
Mary J. and Burger King. Come on, B.
Mary J. Blige.
Oh, for some chicken.
And she pulled that shit.
I'm just saying, B.
See, it ain't new. It ain't new.
It's been going on.
We're not talking about new.
Ever.
I guess.
And like I said, I don't care as long as they're getting paid behind it. I ain't going to like it. As long as there's a check, but I don't like when these niggas do it for free.
Okay.
Like, nigga, you out here making a whole song talking about Versace, the whole fucking song, and you ain't get a check out of this no way, no how? The fuck is you thinking about? Fuck Versace.
That's what's up. And they're going to continue to do it anyway.
So. Right, they are. These niggas make whole songs about all kinds of products and shit.
Right. All right, let's get out of that. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Troy Ave shows his shot up red Maserati, the Brooklyn rapper. Recently showed footage of his damaged Maserati that was shot up on Christmas Day, 2016. They opened up on the bright red luxury vehicle, shattering the windows, causing major damage to the vehicle. Troy Ave was shot twice. His girlfriend escaped with no injuries. I did watch that video. Windows shot out. Fucking bullet holes all up in the quarter panel, all up in the door. They try to kill that nigga.
Of course, you shoot that somebody that many times, you are trying to kill them. It's not a warning.
So, Swerve, what kind of, is that good for Troy Ave? Is that the kind of good publicity? Yo, son, this is the actual car and shit.
So, I remember when this shit happened, what the fuck did I say? I said he is going to take this shit and use it to his advantage. I'm bulletproof, nigga. So, I don't want to look at the car. I don't want to see how close I was to death.
Oh, there's blood stains and everything in it.
Yeah, I don't need none of that reminder because I was there, and I don't need to be promoting that shit. But this is the climate that those kind of guys are.
B, that's the street code for these niggas, though. That's showing that, like I said, I'm bulletproof. It's showing that, nigga, look, you shot at me and you still couldn't hit me, nigga. What? Fuck you, bitch ass nigga. So it
opens up the rounds again. Reload.
Reload. We missed that time, but you better believe we're coming back again. But he ain't looking at it that way. He's looking at it from an ass backup. I'm trying to monetize this in some kind of way. I'm trying to show these niggas that y'all can't get me. You know, it's bullshit.
You know,
Troy Ave should be thanking God.
He should be alive. Right.
Yep.
Because that's what? How many times? Now that's twice, right?
That's twice.
Three strikes, nigga. God damn.
The Lord trying to tell you something.
Somebody trying to tell him something. No, the universe is speaking loudly.
I got two words to say on that. OJ Simpson, go sit the fuck down somewhere, B.
B, but it's too late. He's mocking now. When you mock the universe in that way, nigga, your days are numbered.
Yeah, I got a mixtape. I think it was done by Kevin Strictly Skills out of Philly back with Tupac. He put out a best of Tupac, and he had the Tupac shot up whip on the front of that CD cover. I gotta find that mixtape, yo. If I do, I'm gonna send a picture.
Tupac shot up whip?
Yes.
Oh, no, you talking about the one with him and
Suge Knight?
Oh, Suge Knight's whip that was shot up.
Well, okay. But I'm just saying, but they showed the whip. He put it on the cover as his mixtape, and I was like, damn, yo, you could have done the best of Tupac without the shot up whip. I remember thinking that, so.
Yeah, somebody else did a cover with Tupac and Suge looking out the window.
Of that same whip. Right before it happened. So, I don't know. That's what's up. Troy Ave, yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't suggest you keep playing with that fate, but you got to do what you got to do. You know, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Beyonce's husband, Beyonce is great. Jay-Z is the first rapper in the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Congratulations
to Jay.
I thought he didn't write nothing down. So how did he get the songwriting?
Well, what they're saying is that, you know, that he actually composes. He may not write it down, but he actually composes great songs. And they gave a lot of examples of the great songs that, you know, that he wrote. He goes in this year. He also goes in with Babyface, somebody by the name of Max Martin, Barry Gordy, Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis, and Chicago. He's going in with a lot of heavyweights. So there's a difference between freestyling your head off and writing songs, right, G?
Yes, there is.
And Jay is proficient at writing songs, right, G?
Yep.
And who's going to be the next MC or person from rap music to go into the Songwriters Hall of Fame? Got to hazard a guess?
Eminem.
That's a good guess.
No.
That's a good guess. Eminem's got a lot of songs.
It's a wrong answer.
Damn.
You said MC? it can't be Drake.
Ding, ding, ding.
It can't be him.
I'm telling you,
man.
He will be the next. Let me tell you something.
Is he going to have all the songwriters on stage with him?
Let me tell you something.
Right. Right.
I know what you're saying, but let me tell you something. I believe that they are priming the pump for Drake so heavy that they got to put him in.
Can't happen.
It can't. I know what you're saying. It shouldn't, but they're gonna. Because, again, they're priming the pump so heavy. And it's funny, we're talking about Songwriters Hall of Fame, that they're putting Jay in, and we know Jay really hasn't had any ghostwriters. Now, I'll tell you what. I'm going to point the blog out. Hip Hop DX, one of the Dick Ride blogs. But shout out to Justin Hunt. I think he does good work. He tried to show and with slanted journalism. There was a video clip of Kanye West rhyming his part in the hook to Lucifer. And Justin Hunt tried to make it seem like it's a reference track, like Kanye is singing Jay's bars. I didn't hear that. But I'm going to have to go back and listen to it again. But I know he definitely did the Lucifer hook. I didn't hear him rhyming and him and Jay's in the lab and, you know, the head nod thing going on. But I think that people want to delegitimize anybody from the golden era. Jay or otherwise, to prime up your boy. Because now we're talking about legacy at stake. Drake's probably got another 10 albums in his can, but it doesn't matter. He's been tarnished with the ghostwriter bug, and they're trying to shore up his legacy.
They cannot put him in there before Eminem. It cannot happen.
They can't put him in there before a lot of people.
It cannot happen for the simple fact of caught out there ghostwriting. So you cannot put a fucking ghostwriting rapper in a songwriter's Hall of Fame, B. You cannot do it.
No doubt. Your boy Tyrese sitting up there talking about, I done been in a lot of sessions with your favorite rapper getting bars written for them. Either you naming some names or shut the fuck up. Okay? So I'm just saying. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to have to fix that up next week. That's a direct shout out to Tyrese or anybody else who's saying I done sat in sessions with your favorite rapper.
If heard it's that baby boy.
If it's any of most people's top 10, then name it.
First you get the guns.
rocking the dialogue and shit.
You took me right back there to the scene too, nigga.
Alright, that's what's good. So congratulations, Jay. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, speaking of Drake doesn't want his Grammy. Says Hotline Bling is not a rap song. What? Drake said it feels weird to accept a prize for what he considers a pop song.
I got nothing.
But it goes back to the reason why you probably don't like the dude. Because he's faking right now.
Yeah, he's being trying it's to be snarky. Like,
he's saying he don't want it, but I bet you that goddamn Grammy goes in his Grammy room.
Right. He's trying to be snarky.
His trophy room in his house, it goes in there. You better believe he ain't throwing it away. He ain't giving it back.
Drake goes on to say, apparently I'm a rapper, even though Hotline Bling is not a rap song. Drake said he also feels like being purposefully alienated from the Grammy organizers who are making him win rap awards or trying to pacify him for putting him just in the rap list. He was like, I'm proud to make pop songs. It was one of the biggest songs of the year. Although I'm getting love from the rap community, I can't understand why I get no credit for pop achievements. This is apparently from your boy Aubrey. The 30-year-old rapper said, I aspire to be like Michael Jackson.
Congratulations, nigga.
So, Drake has been saying what we've been saying the whole time. Give it up, nigga. You really ain't an MC like that. You know, just go ahead and declare pop and get it over with. That way you can be free and use ghostwriters to your heart's content. Now, I don't know how happy his fans are about that.
Well, see, he's setting the table already again, B. He's letting you know. That way he can, all the ghostwriting you're hearing about, he's taking himself out of the hip-hop category right now. He's taking himself out of there. He wants some niggas like you to shut the fuck up.
That's true. And Swerve, say that again.
This week.
There you go. He's only setting the table for this week. Trust me when I tell you, he'll be back with some snarky lines about best ever, greatest, you know, all that shit, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. He'll be back with that shit.
Stuck on that Sprite shit, ain't he?
Yeah, he is, B. He's fucked up, B. He won't let it go, son. He won't let it go. He's holding on to that Sprite can.
Nah,
and I'm getting pissed off. We mentioning them niggas and we ain't getting no check. What the fuck we talking about Sprite for?
B, hold up, B. I'm not gonna talk about Sprite like Beyonce's the greatest.
Yeah, you're gonna get stung up a couple times this week too, nigga.
Why? I'm being true.
You're getting stung up on the other direction this week, B.
Really? I'm like bipolar.
You're going too far the other way. You're going too far.
No doubt. Let's get right in. Rest in harmony to Clyde Stubblefield.
Yes.
The funky drummer for James Brown. So I hazard to guess, and we're not going to go into a gigantic dissertation, that there probably wouldn't even be hip hop, because this record and his drum break has been sampled well over 1,000 times. I'm sure there will be hip-hop, but it will be a lot different.
1,000? I thought it would be way more than that.
I said thousands.
Thousands, okay.
Of times that people, yeah, one way or the other, has sampled Funky Drummer. What people don't really realize is that Mr. Stubblefield himself didn't like Funky Drummer.
Wow.
He did not like the record and was on records and says so. And is amazed by the amount of times that it was being sampled. Rebel Without a Pause, Bring the Noise, Dr. Dre, Let Me Ride, Mama Said Knock You Out, Fuck the Police, and on and on and on, got the bass of Funky Drummer in it. I mean, I remember when I first heard it, the original, like James Brown, Funky Drummer, and then Stubblefield breaks into that part, which everybody looped. Nigga, Jesus, he's got more timing than a drum machine. It's ridiculous.
That's how James Brown was, though. That nigga was fining niggas for being off time.
Yes, yeah, he's on it.
I did, and it's funny because two nights ago, I watched Mr. Dynamite again. The documentary's crazy. A lot of people don't realize that when Mr. Stubblefield got sick a few years ago, your boy Prince donated $90,000 to pay his hospital bills and told him to keep it on the low.
Yeah. So, as we discussed, Prince was good for that.
Yes,
and,
he was.
And, you know, as much as I have said publicly that people need to do or should do what they do, there's a lot of people, and I respect it, doing things that ain't none of our business. Like the guy that had the pizza place, I don't remember which one.
Oh.
As Curtis said, I ain't getting no check. But the pizza dude who was taking care of Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
That was, you know what I'm saying? So yes, there's stuff going on, but it ain't none of our business, I guess.
Yeah, but it just showed you, you know, Prince was 100 with that. So
no doubt.
And we also have a Rest in Harmony that goes out to Leon Ware, the songwriter behind the Isley Brothers and the Michael Jackson, Wanna Be Where You Are. He also was a singer, a songwriter, performer on Quincy Jones' Body Heat album. Also co-wrote Minnie Riperton's Adventures in Paradise. And that particular cut, what was the name of that cut? Oh, Inside My Love was the one Tribe Called Quest sample for Lyrics to Go. Just absolutely awesome. There's a story out there that Barry Gordy heard him, Mr. Ware, and another cat working on a record called I Want You, and said, yo, that would be awesome if Marvin Gaye would sing it. Of course, the rest is history. That's your boy Leon Ware. He went on to work with James Ingram, Bobby Womack, Tina Marie, Jeffrey Osborne, and even helped co-produce Maxwell's debut album, Urban Hang Sweet. Rest in Harmony to Leon Ware.
Yes, sir.
One of the OG. I mean, when they, you know, whew, incredible. Samples all day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All day. Mr. Stubblefield and Mr. Ware. You know what I mean? The Lord is loading up his sampler.
I like that.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. So, no doubt. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Childish Gambino declares genres dead. That's your boy, Swerve, and you gonna own it. Okay?
we gonna see about that.
He like ATL.
I like ATL.
Hey, B, yes, you was giving him a lot of big up. But let me get into the topic.
ATL.
He said, I think genre is dead. He said, I really do believe that. He said, people just want quality. People want excellence. There's no genre anymore. You just gotta make something new. And then, of course, the person who wrote the article was like, Donald is absolutely right. And of course, more, you know, deriding. It is refreshing to hear somebody put it so succinctly. He said, we've witnessed pop, hip hop, and EDM all melding into one constantly changing, dominating force with cross-genre collaborations occurring more and more frequently than ever before.
That's your Dick Ride voice?
Yeah. And it feels,
sir, you are incorrect.
And it feels like the once rigid borders are waning away.
Wow.
Well, I guess you could say that when there really ain't any fucking quality left. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, B. He said people just want quality.
Just the genre of rap, hip hop, EDM, and that stuff, because there are hundreds of genres of music.
That's true, but yeah. See, he's talking. Basically, what he's talking about is the shit that him and his generation want to do. See,
he wants you to accept to put him for what the fuck he's doing.
For
right
what the fuck he's doing.
And that's cool. I don't mind that. But don't try to tell me that all the genres are dead just because you want me to accept the shit that you do.
Well, but he sees his folk, and that's what I mean. He sees his folk out there doing a lot of different projects. And again, like you said, he wants people like me to shut the fuck up. Stop criticizing Little Big Feet for doing an EDM record with some German hack. You know, he wants to do it, you know, and stop judging him.
Germany anyway. There's a lot of good hip hop producers.
Yeah, no, and I'm not saying that.
Okay, though.
I'm not saying that. Right. And see, that's the thing. He don't want us trying to bring, and he doesn't want other genres trying to bring a standard to the genre. See, no, let's get away with genre so we can do what the fuck we want without negatively being judged. That's what he's saying. Don't negatively judge my personal energy I'm bringing.
But your personal energy is okay. Just don't bring it into hip hop's energy.
You're judging.
That's not what it is.
You're judging me. If I want to get on a track and go, yo, 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 and that shit get turned, then that's what it is. You don't have to kick a cold 16 no more.
But that's okay.
I don't have a problem with that. Right. Do that.
But, go do that.
But it's, the problem is it being called hip hop. And I guess that's where he's going with it. I guess if you want to try to give him any kind of positive on this shit, that's where he's going with it. Like, I'm not calling it hip hop. You're calling it hip hop. I'm saying that it doesn't have a genre. It's just music. And if it's quality, which I don't think it is, then you should it should be. That's all you need.
So anyway, I'm reading this article and a goddamn fight broke out in the comments. It's crazy. Now, I'm sorry.
Real life world there.
Yeah.
Comment broke out in the fights like City Island.
Yeah, a damn fight broke out in the comment section. I'm going to try and read this as best I can because the print came out very small. The first person goes, and this is just between two people back and forth. The first person says, of course people want quality, not that shit they call music these days. Then the next person says, I'm glad when they stop calling everything hip-hop, shaking his head. The next person says, I'll be glad when people like you stop acting like they get to define what hip-hop is. Person after that is like, when did I define hip-hop? And the person after that was like, hip-hop defined itself by the creator, sir, and not me. It's definitely not anything that a black artist puts out and that they make it seem these days. You're entitled to your opinion, but don't catch feelings over it. And the point, that last point he was saying is what I've been saying. The biggest problem with this whole shit is mostly male, but definitely black. Every time these guys come out, they put them in the hip hop category. It is exploitation to the highest degree. And I keep saying that. We wouldn't have half the problem in this generational, as they call it, generational divide, which we'll get into next, if these fucking record companies, and that's every snake nigga you can imagine, L.A. Reid and up, what do we do with this person? He can't fucking rap. Well, just throw him in a fucking rap category. They ain't got no fucking standards anyway. Mm. That's a problem.
Yeah, it is.
You got Childish Gambino talking about genres and shit when record companies really is doing the labeling. So you might want to blame it on us. We're trying to defend hip hop as best we can and trying to put forth standards. But it's the record label.
He ain't about to do that because we ain't giving them checks. The record industry is.
So maybe, right. Maybe that's who he's talking to.
He's talking to
the labels.
No, he's talking to us. And he's talking to people like us who's saying, fuck these Mumble niggas. And I'm glad Mumble has stuck. I mean, that's every time I hear that, it's just crazy because they're just default by calling it, well, what do we think about Mumble niggas? You know, it's crazy. So, Childish Gambino, unless you address your boss up at the label,
shut the fuck up.
You should address that to your boss up at the label.
I see you got your sampler loaded back here too, nigga.
Hey,
you
I'm
got
just
your sound
saying.
Effects and everything
man.
Coming.
Hey, son.
Although your imitation of Drake needs a little bit of work, though.
Yeah,
it's not as good as your Wayne.
Yeah.
Your Wayne is good.
Okay. Sound like Roscoe P. Coltrane right
just
there.
Just a little bit. Doesn't it?
Well, that's how Wayne sounds.
Stim Dukes.
That's how Wayne sounds. So anyway, let's get into the next topic because it really goes right in here. Let me find it. I got my papers all fucked up here. Here it is. This is a shout out to Creative. He sent this to, I've seen that on Twitter. It was like the rap music generation, the generation gap debate hosted by radio personality Angie Martinez. And so you got a panel. You got the Vince Staples up on the panel, Raekwon, Scarface, Pete Rock, and French Montana. And they're supposed to be talking about the generational divide in hip hop. So I'm going to get into what individuals bring to the table. First, I'm going to bring up Pete Rock. Now, Pete Rock, point blank, he was like, yo, I think what they make today is bullshit. Okay? He said it straight out, but Pete Rock was contrite at the end. Okay? Your boy Vince Staples represented his generation. Now, it's funny because he's really the only one, and they keep turning to him because he's the only one who has a real opinion about these things. He represented, but he represented in a way that really, I don't think he made points, but he made points that had the audience hype. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, yo, this is like basketball. They on the court, right? And I wanted to say if I was on that panel, but the motherfucker can't shoot, though. He may be on the court, but he can't shoot. But that's a story for another day. Raekwon, that motherfucker's a panderer. He'll do anything for a dollar. As much as I respect Ray, the Purple Tape, and the Wu-Tang Legacy, his attitude is like, fuck it. You know what I mean? We just get paid. So I think Ray will make a record with y'all. I think he'll make a record with all them niggas as long as he gets money. Okay? French Montana was like, yo, I came up through the ranks. And Pete Rock giving him a dab and niggas giving him a dab. I rhymed over every New York beat out. But the minute I rhymed over the 808 beat, that was the one. That was the one. So, Frenchie's marginal as an MC as it is. I don't give a fuck if from New York or not.
Did you say marginal?
I'm saying, okay, barely, not even passable.
He's a rapper.
Okay. The only one who really, to me, was keeping it 1,000 was Scarface. Because Scarface said two things that really drove the point home. He was like, look, we got to defend this hip hop shit with our lives, and we can't be up on stage acting like a fool. And Angie Martinez never drove, as the moderator, never drove the conversation down to the crux. Okay. Again, I don't understand, because I believe it was Scarface, and actually, I think it was Scarface, who said there's only one genre of music having this type of conversation, and that's hip hop. There's no other genre of music having this conversation. And you know why? Because fucking Kodak Black cannot get up on stage and declare himself the king of rock and roll. I'm better than Metallica. I'm better than Slayer. He can never do that. You know why? Because he doesn't play a fucking instrument. He doesn't write a note. He doesn't do any of that shit. He doesn't play drums. He doesn't do any of that shit. Hip hop is the only genre that you can get on stage and go, yo, yo, and then be the king of this shit. That's it. No other genre. And it's till you drive that conversation. But I always say, all these motherfuckers, to a certain extent, because they've all taken money and they've all made their living on hip hop, it's just sort of, again, my old adage, you might end up working for somebody some goddamn day. I don't want to offend anybody. So, G.
B. That whole shit to me comes down to this. First off, why the fuck is Angie Martinez moderating anything?
Well,
because that's not what she does.
Well,
because she's just sitting up there with a panel full of motherfuckers. And the panel was fucked up anyway. It's supposed to be a generational gap, right?
Right.
So you need somebody from down there, Migos or somebody.
Right, right.
That's going to really represent that side of the table.
But they had
Gotti. They could have got somebody.
They had Vince Staples, because Vince Staples is the motherfucker who said the 90s is overrated.
I get that.
Okay. And he's the only one that is at least brave enough to bring up his point of view. Okay, the rest of these motherfuckers don't give a fuck. And that's what I'm saying. What Scarface said is so powerful. I think that you got from Scarface to Pete Rock, motherfuckers who love this shit. Ray is doing it because he likes to do it. I believe those are his motivations. That don't mean he ain't a Hall of Famer. That don't mean that the purple tape and fucking all the Wu-Tang shit is not crazy. Iron Man, all of the work he done on Iron Man, all of that. But Ray at the point is like, yo, fuck it, I don't get paid.
So he ain't trying to offend none of the young niggas.
Nah, not really. Not really. And it was funny because I was going to bring up Ray, how we praise Ray for his first single off his new LP. Nigga, when the minute you hear that second single, you're going to be like, uh-oh, he did exactly what the Locks did.
Damn.
Yeah, he did.
Damn.
Yeah, he did.
Already? He didn't even wait?
Yeah, he did exactly what the Locks did.
Damn, the first one ain't even cold yet.
Nah, but he had to get that, he had to rush that newfangled shit out.
Damn. Oh, he didn't get enough likes on that one, on the first one?
I guess not.
See, that's that bullshit.
So, and that being the case, and it's funny, Angie Martinez really did set the table to let you know where she's at. I ain't mad. I went to a designer show. Oh, my God. His energy.
Wow. That's all she kept saying is energy?
Yeah, it's fucking energy.
There it is. There she blows.
So
the energy, huh?
I ain't mad.
Can a nigga...
There for the energy.
He's there for that energy, boy. As long as you get that energy, we all right. The shit's turnt. You got good energy.
Right. So
nigga, get on the mic and you will understand a motherfucking thing he's saying.
Right. I mean, a lot of people at the end of the joint, Pete Rock ended up saying, you know what? Fuck it. You know, Pete Rock apologized and said, teach me about this, you know, turnt shit. I want to learn. Teach me about your shit and all this. And I was like, man, this whole shit just fucking missed the elephant in the room. But I know none of the motherfuckers really want to address it. I think Pete Rock was ready to. I think he was ready to go into battle. But the audience and how Angie Martinez set it up and the way Vince Staples had the crowd really on his side anyway, because it was full of young people. There's no old heads in there. So it was a setup to begin with.
See, there you go. That's why the energy went that way. Because you got niggas that's afraid to speak their mind and actually say to what they feel. For the fact of how the audience is going to react to them. And that's why we always said since the beginning, artists don't always make the best representatives of this shit.
They don't.
Because they represent a crowd. So they always looking for people to approve what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And Vince Staples had the crowd on his side. I'm going to tell you something, but really, if I had to say if I was impressed with anybody on that panel, Scarface was getting some shots in under the belt. Like a motherfucker. Scarface is like, look, I'm 25 years in and I'm still getting called for verses. You know, sort of, you know, a shot across the bow. Like, I call me, any of you young niggas, call me 25 years later in your career. Because he even also said, don't worry about it. Everybody going to get old and before you know it, you're going to be our age. Yeah, but I got 25 years in. But what he was saying, Vince Staples, Yachty, you know, Kodiak, all them niggas, let me know 25 years later if any of you motherfuckers are still in the game.
Or even anybody's calling you to
be in the game. Or if anybody's even calling you to be in the game.
So this shit gonna be done switched up by then.
Well, I'm just saying, because you can't really offer anything. You can't really do anything. I mean, look, there's no bigger motherfucker, and I know niggas was riding heavy for Soulja Boy, but this nigga is fucking jumping in front of moving buses to get attention. He'll do it just to get attention because nobody gives a fuck about fucking Soulja Boy anymore.
You.
It's over for that nigga. And he is doing everything. And as of this recording day, so far, no fight has taken place. And I told you, ain't going to be a
Brown
fucking
canceled.
Fight. Oh, okay. Yeah. Ain't none of them niggas who was lining up to fight each other. I knew it wasn't going to happen.
Well, you know, as Chris Brown lives out here and he's got a little different situation cracking off right now. This is not TMZ, so we're not going to talk about that.
Right, right, right.
But he backed out and he said it was because too many people was getting involved and trying to mess with the money.
Man, nigga, you wasn't going to do it. Neither was Soulja Boy when I got right down to it.
Well, as you said, Soulja Boy jumping in front of buses, he did not wait to get back on social media and talk about what he's going to do when he sees Chris Brown anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, no doubt. No
anyway.
Doubt. I can't really, if that shit would have went down, I'd have been cheering for Chris Brown to knock his block off.
Black on black crime. And you're going to sit there and watch it.
Watch it.
tell your people, don't you touch it. Leave that channel right now.
Alright, so that's what's good. So last week we did this Versus series. It was Skinny Boys versus Fat Boys. I want to give a shout out again to a creative. He said he went with the Skinny Boys on this one, and the governor chimed in after giving me a tongue lashing, but he said the Fat Boys, you know. So we're going to do the round table. Swerving, Skinny Boys or Fat Boys?
Well, see, there was a problem, because when you said it, I realized, as I think it was the governor, somebody on Twitter said that we didn't say which song by the Fat Boys.
Stick 'em.
So in my head,
it was Stick 'em. Yes.
Right, I was hearing Stick 'em.
Okay.
But then I think for some reason or whatever, I just mentioned human beatbox, right?
Oh, okay.
So regardless, I still went with the Fat Boys.
Oh, okay. That's real. G.
I went with Fat Boys.
Fat Boys is the winner, because as much as I like Stick 'em, oh man, that human jockbox Skinny Boys.
What with the jockbox?
Yeah, I want the jockbox, just on the edge though. But I understand legacy, you know what I mean? Buff, rest in peace, I get it. You know what I mean? So this week's Versus series is a special Versus series. It's strictly LA niggas. LA niggas. This week it is LA Dream Team 1985. Dream Team is in the house.
Dream Team is in the house.
Versus Egyptian Lover 1984.
Egyptian Lover, baby.
Okay. just listen to the cuts from the Versus series. Let me repeat it one more time. LA Dream Team in the house versus the Egyptian Lover, Egypt. A Los Angeles, California special on the Versus series on the Hip Hop Digest. That's good. So let's get into the big show. It is Kerr G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week we got OC, Same Moon, Same Sun.
Oh my. That's, I didn't know he had an album coming out.
Same Moon, Same Sun.
Oh boy.
Yes, sir. That joint, it's flavor.
Oh boy.
And we got Superior, The Journey. That's Superior, The Journey. And the instrumental joint is Jack Spin, Beats from the Attic. That's Jack Spin, Beats from the Attic. But yeah, that OC is flavor, my nigga.
Oh, my.
That's okay. Period is nice, too, baby.
Oh, okay. That's yes, what's good. Sir. So, Swerve, unless you got anything left over?
Nope. Just again, we got to give appreciation to the listeners for writing into us, tweeting, Facebooking, Instagramming. We love it. Thank you. Let's see. We should do something this week. We should do something special. Show us what CD or record or cassette that you really, really like, that you still have. Send us a picture on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
Yeah, that's a lofty goal, but I have 1,000 records in here, B.
Man, nigga, we ain't talking about you.
Oh, damn.
We're talking about the listeners.
You're talking about the listeners.
Opportunity to shine.
Oh, okay. Shit, you just reminded me. Yo, shout out to DJ Q. That instrumental joint I was supposed to hit you off with, I forgot about that joint, but yeah, I remember. It's from Show 433. It was Damu the Fudge Monk full time. That was Damu the Fudge Monk full time. That was the instrumentals in the background.
All right. That's what's up. Yo, definitely. So I'm going to give a shout out to all our listeners. I'm going to give a shout out to the Beehive. Bzz, Beyonce is great.
You really need to be careful.
Yeah, he keep poking that beehive.
Me?
You are not a Kodiak bear or a brown bear or none of that with that thick wool. They get to you, B.
Hey, man, I'm just, anybody can own up to a mistake. Bzz.
If you want to call it a mistake, your opinion is not
your
a mistake,
opinion,
sir.
Yes, sir. That's why I said it's your opinion, my nigga. It's not a mistake. It's how you feel.
All right.
As long as it's how you really feel, it's not a mistake.
I think you'd rather look at her anyway.
Don't forget to invite your lovely wife. I'll see y'all next week. I'm gone.
Peace.
One.
Thank you. 1996. It was raining, drops were cutting through the mist. I'm in the kitchen like a good kid. Hot chocolate, drawing booklets for profit. Granddad had some quarters for my project. Ever since I had an artist audience, I swore to God that I would body shit. Life is too short for modesty. I was telling myself up on that balcony. My legs were through the bars, steady swinging till the splinters came. I'm aiming for the top. Whatever I'm dropping, mom, even the mock-ups are hot. This shit is better than friendship. They never understand when I begin shit. I walk the lower field until the bell hits the wind. It's clicking like these groups of little kids when they get it in. But I don't need to play pretend when I play to win. Word to Benjamins, word to everything. These words are everything, or maybe words are just my only thing. Alright, that was it. Dilla died and I was living off his gift. I just heard donuts at the borders on the corner in La Habra. I was over all these people trying to tell me my aspirations were goners. I wrote my poem so I could stay in my zone, thinking, why go to church if I feel God in my home? Maybe I write because I'm feeling out of my bones, and when I exercise this demon, I'm not thinking of those. It's 2010, I got some souls and I'm finally making friends. I'm on the cusp of something big and I can feel it. Everything has been building up to this moment, I can steal it. I'm just an aphid in the crib speaking major. Lip service paid for. Show the whole city what this Winniac is great for. Word to the Kev machine. Word to everything. These words are everything, or maybe words are just my only thing. I spent the last 2 years fucking up big dreams. You never know what you want until you get it. The future ain't set. Sometimes it's the little things winning over these checks. I had the chance to sell out, and I told them about how words are everything, much bigger than gold clouds. If I'm a shell of a man, my words are empty, ringing through the halls of my bones for near a century. Don't lecture me. I see that selling soul get better things, and maybe it's just fear that's keeping me from better scenes. But I'm here, one piece, an uncle and a beast. When they hit play, they know that I'm a feast, so rest in peace. Married to the game, but it's complicated. I know just how it works. If I was smart, I'd get hella cake. Like if I threw a hook upon this beat, I'd get hella plays. If I just said yes to all these fools, I'd get hella paid. If only I could keep my mouth shut, no enemies. But I don't see the point in knowing truth and not set it free. I can't both express myself, then play the game. If you just can't handle what I say, then don't say my name. Keep it out your mouth like a foot. Rappers babble like a young adult book. Look, my trifocal looks could kill some dumb occult crooks. Burn a skull cook. If I come out retirement, I got them all shook. Let me shake them then. Paperless, stirring up emotions with my paper pen. If you getting this for free, what you pay for then? Word to friends and them. Word to everything. But when I die, I know my words will be my only thing.
toast to sacred archaic Mozart art, the mosaic fan favorite. Famous for whipping up medication, crown leaning, chariot swinging, I'm out slinging in a whole different era, but fans are still fiending. Chain still chunky, the wine is still vintage, in the palace sitting comfy, the grind is being scripted. Used to play the pyramid post under the Sphinx, on the hustle for the gold, my goal was get links. Build clientele for peasants to buy and sell, for the sake of my invention they built the flying shell. Higher education, scientific ministry, master of calculation, I mummified the industry. Take notes, my legacy remain a status quo, they recognize that I created dope. The third dynasty ring regime theme, my reign justifiably bling amongst kings. Pay respects to the architect, founder of the cure, creator of the raw shit, serving up the pure. Caps and tablets, pharmaceutical homeopathic, tag my name in the bricks of the pyramids trapping. Leather harness, solid gold pendants, match the garments, my Nefertiti looking splendid. I'm Imhotep, yep, Imhotep, the first D-boy, yep, I'm Imhotep. Finesse the financial, move keys and open shackles. Welcome to the chapter where moonshine was fragile. Prohibition vision, throw them in remission off a liquid. Right before the needle was invented, the mission continued. The more sickness increases the menu. Monopolize with my dealers and corner the venue. Lock the market, product in demand, flip a profit. Now it's hand-to-hand Reaganomics. While Rick James was seeing Mary Jane, the modern meds was given to alleviate the pain. Who to blame, or better yet, who let them steal the story? Put his in the prefix to merit all the glory. My rep remained pure solid gold, hieroglyph scripts from the hidden treasures I unfold. The scroll is epic, like the Bible with a message, but I can show it better than I can tell it. Pay respects to the architect, founder of the cure, creator of the raw shit, serving up the pure. Caps and tablets, pharmaceutical homeopathic, tag my name in the bricks of the pyramids trapping. Leather harness, solid gold pendants, match the garments, my Nefertiti looking splendid. I'm Imhotep, yep, Imhotep, the first D-boy, yep, I'm Imhotep.
Standing in the corner, I'm watching thousands of legs moving, 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 going nowhere. I see through the people, the loneliness, the hatred, the bitterness.
Listen, I bang my chest like a bongo, Congo, push rocks like Rondo, arm throw, combos. Fuck up, you're holding sambo, bombs blow, arms go, airborne, rare form. I'm in, such a zone, sitting throne, bend bones, cause pain, fracture, bitch bad like Cleopatra. It's
I walk too slow like, who is he? It's Shuji, motherfucker, I get busy with rhyming, remarkable timing, I'm something else, my shit sounds like nothing else you ever heard.
Trans vessels, main when I wrestle, throw grizzlies, Bill Bixby, kill quickly, kill cities with war grammar, strike like Thor's hammer, on camera, millions of viewers, watch me, hard copy, you're sloppy, stop me, not me, strong like juggernaut B, you're not me, so stop trying, Ugg's ill. Flow like when blood spill, it's Shuji.
I walk too slow like, who is he? It's Shuji, motherfucker, I get busy with rhyming, remarkable timing, I'm something else, my shit sounds like nothing else you ever heard.
Strange sightings, strange writing on tablets, breathe magic, he added, wreak havoc, leap through traffic, Hancock, slam rock, this man got strange powers, he jumps through walls, rhymes to the hi-hat, this man's off. Slam corpse, after I kill them, then vanish. I drain planets of their resources.
I walk too slow like, who is he? It's Shuji, motherfucker, I get busy with rhyming, remarkable timing, I'm something else. My shit sounds like nothing else you ever heard. Slow like, who is he? It's Shuji, motherfucker, I get busy with rhyming, remarkable timing, I'm something else. My shit sounds like nothing else you ever heard. Walk through slow like,
trustees, VLMCs. Yeah, real niggas on my team. Counsel and a God for he. Instincts, Carlos, TS, no BS. Yo, this the Hebrew, from the penal to your cerebral. Translated from Aramaic, only real hands are fake. Me and my partners came to conquer like the caliphate. Instincts beats darker than your alleyways. My voice cut through like a Spanish blade. My style made the chica start to salivate. Telling me I taste sweeter than Alizé. I want a queen but a dream of fucking Ali's face. We run the seed, we never had a race. Ayo, niggas on your team is rats and snakes. Waxing fakes, we classic greats. Making timeless music, you pass the date. You know our connects, you don't have half the weight. You better give us respect, we have the base. We can get to your neck, a straight blast of place. We the best of the vets, yo. You can't last the day.
Hell got nine rings and Bill Russell got 11. So at the pearly gate I can sell ticks to heaven. Dislodge your DNA when the heater spray on a HD display. Niggas feel away, thought they wouldn't see the day that a 24K drone exterminate you on your way home. Detach a genome, convert it to a fake clone and watch it run the street, dog. I see songs, verbalize the shots and you catch the rebound. Speak profound, nigga leaps and bounds. Much deeper than the Reaper shroud. Impact of my rain that could teach a cloud. Just bang it in your speakers loud. F what you say, Uday or Kuse. Niggas move way, but it's more like yellow cake. Beef I radiate upon the tectonic plate. Watch the snow globe shake. Shots reverberate and instigate the murder rate.
We the gods of the mic, raw for the night. Bars really tight, you lost in the hype. Lost in the hype, go to war for a price. Scar with a knife, pause at my sight. The Lord to the Christ, the Lord to the Christ. These the gods of the mic, raw for the night. Bars really tight, you lost in the hype. Lost in the hype, go to war for a price. Scar with a knife, pause at my sight. The Lord to the Christ, the Lord to the Christ.
Cause still my soul is scary hours. Showers of rain, weary of powers that were sent to inflame. Throwing disdain upon my name, that's the motive. Corrosive in their state of mind, praise the divine. As I maneuver through time, I drop a gem inside your mind and leave a bracelet in my statements. Engrave the fly arrangements, all the places and spaces. I scuff the pavement, raw clocks on the boardwalk. Switching to D before I drove off. It flows off like cuddling. All you talk about is smuggling. I hear you struggling, send demons out to get me. Wifey packed the guard under the breast meat. But do inside your chest piece for incorrect speech. I drop the prestige, the crew knows the strategies across the atlas. Your aspect's the most abject. My assets is affluent, the acronym gargantuan, pantheon. No need to get the clan involved, capable to play the assault. Thoughts like Ermanagot with a cross.
Manifest destiny, the burden of life is stressing me. I grab the pen and the notepad for the recipe. Writing scriptures for the council. Especially you rest in peace. My Kel-Tec made a nigga deceased. The odds may deceive, wins the war, fill it at the knees. I'm swinging blades like I'm Japanese. Feudal Japan Shogun with five steez. At the table with the council, politicking. I'd be damned if I be a cold dollar victim. They got my niggas doing time just for chronic flipping. Chronically itching, trigger fingers. My niggas only got the godly features. Spitting godly words through your speakers. I couldn't believe what I seen with my third eye. Five shots nail you to a cross with the 4-5. More lives, so the guys building with more ties. Never shed a tear, you gon' be dealing with war crimes.
We the gods of the mic, raw for the night. Bars really tight, you lost in the hype. Lost in the hype, go to war for a price. Scar with a knife, pause at my sight. The Lord to the Christ, the Lord to the Christ. These the gods of the mic, raw for the night. Bars really tight, you lost in the hype. Lost in the hype, go to war for a price. Scar with a knife, pause at my sight. The Lord to the Christ, the Lord to the Christ.
Flows pierce like a javelin from Brave Fencer. 8 feet through your belly, don't believe me, check the tape measure. My raps run a million laps around the map, way ahead of you cats. I show up at your wake in slacks, give your man steps, drop couple stacks on the fish, feed the fam, lay laws. I inspire evangelists, cause I wrote the Bible. My teachers used to call me demon, although my name's Damon. Years later, I'm a phenom. Turn men to martyrs and their lives become reruns for entertainment. So respect a god when you see one, like D-Wade playing away out in South Beach. I box dudes that hit the floor before they mouthpiece. J.A. grown, refuse to stay home. Pussy all I want for leave me alone. If I'm a case like a lawyer, I walk a lonely road. On this journey I embark on, my enemies came and went, now they all gone.
Niggas talking much stuff, but kill the rough, tough, rough, or get crushed, you little buttercup. I got skills that go beyond mics. Your girl call me Mr. All Night. Ayo, I know I'm raw, right? It's 94. Niggas wanna verbalize. I'm staying calm, I'm not alone, so watch this nigga rise. This is my state, so you can nearly say it's yours. When niggas flex, I break their necks and do them like chores. I see your mic and I'm a hungry man like Swanson. When I rap, it's like magic, cause niggas be on my Johnson. But if you're cool, then we cool. Light up the field, let's get ill. Peace goes out to one or two MCs around the state, cause niggas be thinking they great. But wait, they get eight like the number one combo plate. I'm handing out soul food. You need a dish for you to think that you could whip me? Yo, that's fucked up. I work the mic the same way that I be working ass. I hit the shit and then I split my first, collect my cash. I'm putting niggas on they back where the rap status fat. So dig on that.
Something for y'all to test. Breathtaking, you lose your breath when I'm kicking it with no finesse. Motherfucker, I'm rougher if you wanna test me. I flex up and break a nigga down quicker than Nestle. Plus, I'm taking off niggas in the worst way. MC's going out like it's from recess in the first grade. Never behind on my head, coming off like a guillotine. Steady getting green, your hooks like nicotine. And getting served like tennis. When it's the black menace, pulling more shit than a dentist. I drop a sentence that holds a meaning in assembly. I'm robbing niggas for dough like my last name was Givens, G. Plus I'm playing with your suckers like a taiko toy. You claim a gangster, but you a prankster like a Jersey boy. And best to move on to an easier profession. Learn your lesson, or I'ma grab my Smith & Wesson. So guard your grill, then back the fuck up off me. You couldn't be hyper if you drank 10 cups of coffee. Cause when it comes to the trigger, nigga, I'm faster. I'll blast ya, little Max Ghost, like my name was Casper.
Like microphone check, 1, 2, and mic test and bless. Now it's time to wreck your crew in. Two bulls and fast, I'm blasting niggas ass and deuces. Bruised kids, leaving punk fags cut up in hefty bags. It's on the man, so yo, you know the game plan. Buddha blessed on some chocolate that I caught from Thailand. I throw the choke like a boa constrictor, stomp a boot in the ground and hit 7 on the rip. The boom bang, chump you taking 2 to the chest. When I rhyme on fat tracks and flow with finesse. Grim Reap, I roll with the darkest of the bunch. Smoke Philly blunts, play games on the stunts. Quick to bring the noise, so yo, you better save it. The ground floor sound, that cold corn cave, the pavement. Sucker, don't fret, you get wet when I squirt. Gotta ooh, I lean do off, I'm busting notes like Levert. You get hurt, pack fat stacks of Philly blunts. This is for the silly stunts who try to front on a manhunt. You get got with the gap. Now dig on that.
Finesse, and I rhyme with effort using all types of methods. When it's time, instead of checking, let's keep it at a steady pace. You're messing with a heavyweight that catch wreck like in every state. Straight up and down with propaganda, I'm gifted like Santa. And back on the scene like a vandal with the style, you see. I could make the skin smile at me, fuck crossing over. I keep it real like reality. It's a fact, you need a crew to stun me. Wanna step to me, sonny? Fuck that, don't even do it, money. After a battle, only one can stand. Beating me is impossible. Now which part you don't understand? You might rip it, but I flip it flyer. I get your lava. I'm X-rated like Richard Pryor. And me slacking in my mackin', it's like Elvis coming back. That shit just ain't happening. It's a fact that I play to win no matter which stage I'm on. And any motherfucking state I'm in. I clean house like Top Job and pull bitches quicker than any multi-platinum rock star. Piece the ground floor and my man Bugs. I'm out, he 5 down, y'all. I'll catch you later, one love.